Moncrief on News Talk.
If you fancy getting yourself a cheap or cheaper Ryanair flight, now would seem to be the time. Demand for flights has dropped somewhat, presumably because of worries over jet fuel availability. Michael O'Leary claims there's nothing to worry about, but is that something he might say anywhere? Or should we be freaking out? The consumer journalist and Examiner columnist Katrina Redmond joins us now. Good afternoon, Katrina.
Afternoon, Sean.
So do we take just Michael O'Leary's word about it that everything's fine?
Well, he kind of says two things. So he says he doesn't see a risk that jet fuel shortages will mean that Ryanair will have to cancel flights. But on the other hand, he says that they don't expect a disruption between now and mid-July. Well, I don't know about you, but like if you're a builder, mid-July to August is builders' holidays. August, plenty of people go on holidays before the kids go back to school. So I'm not too sure. There's a little bit of mixed messaging. He made these statements on a conference call yesterday when Ryanair announced their annual results. So I really think that he's trying to reassure the market and consumers in particular, because it looks like demand is dropping rather than rising.
Yeah. So could we maybe infer from that Ryanair and probably most other airlines have enough fuel stocks to last them comfortably until the middle of July, and they're hoping that by the middle of July things might have eased off a bit in the Strait of Hormuz?
Yeah, and I think that's a fair assumption. But then again, it's very difficult to tell. Between Trump and Iran, it's blowing hot and cold. One day it's one story, another day it's another story. It's a little bit like the hokey pokey in the Strait of Hormuz at the moment. So in terms of from a consumer point of view, it's very difficult for consumers to make that decision. You know, do they bite the bullet, go on holidays at a risk of there's a chance the cost of their holidays may increase, or at a chance that their flights may be cancelled? If you're intending on going on holidays up until mid-July, absolutely, I think you should be absolutely fine. I know some families are kind of holding and thinking about going away during the October midterm as opposed to over the summer, in the hopes that that gives things an awful lot more kind of geopolitically wise time to settle.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, if right now, though, on based on what he says, if demand is a little bit down and Ryanair seems to practice, you know, so-called dynamic pricing, so would that mean its flights are cheaper right now at the moment?
Yeah, well, it seems like prices are easing. And again, they do operate dynamic pricing. So as demand goes down, they start offering better prices. From their point of view, they want to keep all of those seats on the airplane full. So you could be able to pick up a bargain. So most people would say, go on to Ryanair, select any destination and the dates that you're available. But my trick is actually to go on to Skyscanner, because it's not just Ryanair who are experiencing this decline in demand for flights. All of the airlines are experiencing it. So you could really pick up a bargain, particularly to, you know, destinations that would generally be in demand. So pop over to Skyscanner, use that to price your flights, and then go to wherever it is you want to book. You can use Skyscanner to book as well if you want to give them an affiliation fee. You can also use Skyscanner to price your car hire. And again, absolutely fantastic way of getting your car hire down.
Yeah. Now, at the same time, Katrina, given the uncertainty about everything, you might get a cheap flight, but you'll probably have to spend perhaps another amount of money to make sure you're not caught short if the flight is cancelled or delayed or any of that kind of thing.
Well, no, not necessarily, because first of all, I know all of your listeners are very sensible and they have holiday insurance. Aww. So if they have travel insurance, they're going to be covered on the way back. But secondly, if your flight is cancelled when you're away on holidays, the responsibility is on the airline to get you home. And you might be delayed by 24 hours or you might be rerouted through another airline hub, but you will still get home. So if you're prepared to be flexible with your flights and with your arrangements, and I realise, obviously, if you've got kids and you're booking holidays and stuff like that, maybe that doesn't work. So there is another option. But if you're travelling solo, or if you're travelling as a couple, or if you're travelling with teens, and you can be a little bit more flexible, then absolutely take advantage of it and book those flights on that trip now.
Okay, so if you get your Ryanair flight to, say, London or something in August, and then they announce, sorry, that flight back is cancelled, Ryanair still has to get you home at some point.
Yep. Yep, they absolutely do. So they need to give you options. So if you haven't headed over to London in the first place, they will more than likely reschedule you. So for example, they might have, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 flights going into, let's say, Gatwick, for example, or Stansted. Actually, they'd have quite a lot of flights going in and out every day of Stansted. So they're not going to cancel every single flight. They're maybe going to cancel one or two. So they'll have to accommodate you on another one.
Yeah. Okay. And they're legally required to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So in that instance, do you need travel insurance?
Oh, I absolutely believe in travel insurance. And what an awful lot of people don't realise is that travel insurance covers you for travel in Ireland as well as outside of Ireland. You could absolutely go and check out international travel insurance, which covers you globally, or you can take out European travel insurance, which just covers you for travel in and around Europe. But yeah, travel insurance will cover you in Ireland. For example, let's say, worst case scenario, you've gone for a surfing holiday in Sligo and something happens to you when you're on your surfing holiday, or something happens to a family member back home. Well, then you can travel back home, wherever that is in the island of Ireland, and have the reassurance that your insurance will kick in.
Okay. And on that, I don't know why I keep bringing up this somebody flying to London in August example. But if, say, you fly over fine, you've got travel insurance, then Ryanair says, we've rescheduled your flight back, but it's the next day and you're going to have to get extra accommodation. Does the travel insurance cover that?
Potentially, yes. But also potentially Ryanair may have to help you with your accommodation, depending on how much notice they give you. So you've got this belt and braces approach. I really think that travel insurance is a very, very good idea, particularly if you're traveling outside of the EU. Obviously, we have the agreement with the UK and the EU in terms of the E111 for health insurance. But outside of that, or if you need private treatment, or if you were in America and you needed health insurance, you would certainly want to have travel insurance in place as well.
Yeah. So one of our listeners wants to know, are they entitled to compensation if the airline changes my flight?
No. So if they change your flight very, very close to your departure, then there may be compensation due. But if they change your flight well in advance of the departure, there'd be no compensation due and you may have to change your arrangements. So, for example, I have tickets to a music event in London in June. We're all about London today. Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing the family. So I have factored in kind of different ways of getting to and from there and made sure that I have days before and days after kind of wiggle room in our accommodation, so that if our flights get altered, that we'll still get to the event on time and we'll get home on time as well.
Yeah. Okay. You're that person in your family.
Yeah, I'm the airport dad.
Yeah. Okay. So am I, which is why I keep asking you about flights to London in August. If people want to go further afield, and now, and I mean in terms of the travel insurance, do they have to keep checking? If, say, you get your travel insurance and then a month after that, there's a government advisory that you shouldn't travel to, say, Dubai or someplace like that.
Does your
insurance still cover you?
No. And it's very important to read that small print. And I think we're very prone to clicking, I accept the T's and C's, but not reading the small print. And that small print for the travel insurance document can be as long as 12 pages, and really, like, it's a mini book if you were to print it out in regular print size. But if you travel in a conflict area or in an area that is not covered by the Department of Foreign Affairs advisories, you know, they issue those all the time. So they actually list, my policy lists countries where you shouldn't go. So it says, shouldn't go to Iran and Syria, Cuba, and certain areas in Ukraine. So it also says, I'm not covered in areas where the Department of Foreign Affairs says you shouldn't go unless it's essential travel. So when you go onto the Department of Foreign Affairs, they have an updated list and they update it every day. So at the moment, you can add Israel, Iraq, Lebanon, Kuwait, Bahrain, UAE, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and Jordan to the list, which means that it also rules out Dubai and Abu Dhabi. And lots of Irish people go there on holidays every year. But you might also be unaware that certain areas of Turkey are also off limits, and Russia.
Russia, not surprising. What parts of Turkey? I mean, I assume, is it Turkey near, kind of more remote parts of Turkey? Near
the border, Syrian border. Yeah. Yeah. So like it's fine for Irish travellers who are heading to, you know, the big beach and sun locations, the big kind of locations that we all know. But if you're intending on travelling outside of those areas, you'll need to check with your travel insurer.
Yeah. Is it? And the drop in prices, is that affecting all prices everywhere?
No, not necessarily, because while the flight prices are dropping due to a reduction in demand, prices in accommodation may start to rise slightly to compensate hotels and restaurateurs for the lack of customers. So there's a bit of a balance there to be reached. But I think if you're going away with a holiday, going away with your family, and particularly going away with small kids, I'd consider going to a travel agent rather than trying to book it all yourself. Because if anything changes on the airline side, the travel agent is responsible. They'll rebook it. You're guaranteed to get the price that you booked it at, and you've got that extra reassurance there when it comes to any changes that may come down the line.
Okay, so if you give X amount of money to travel agents for your weekend wherever, including accommodation, and that's all you're ever going to pay, no matter what changes might be instituted.
Well, slightly, they can increase the cost of your holiday, but if there's fewer than 20 days before your departure. But if they increase your price by more than 8%, you can cancel without any charge. It is so technical. But what I'd say is always challenge any additional costs that you're asked for. If, say, for example, you're going away next week and your travel agent has said, oh gosh, there's an extra surcharge on this. Not that I've heard of any consumers coming up against this, but I'd ask them to clarify what your rights are in relation to it. And again, read those terms and conditions. Like, that is probably one of the most onerous tasks of being the responsible parent in any relationship, is reading those darn terms and conditions, because you can really get caught out.
Yeah. As far as you know, Katrina, is this affecting travel into Ireland? Might it have a knock-on effect on our tourist trade this year?
Being honest, I'm actually not aware, but I'm sure that somebody who's much more expert in the Irish travel trade would know an awful lot more. I mean, potentially it could be, yes.
Yeah. Indeed, that'll be interesting to see. Katrina, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Katrina Redman there, consumer journalist and columnist with The Examiner. One listener says, I got a business class flight with Emirates to Japan in September for under 2,000. I had to pay 3,500 for the same flight 7 years ago. That's interesting. I wonder, is that to do with the fuel, or maybe those flights are cheaper now? I don't know. Fancy, nonetheless.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.